Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's extravaganza, Josh microwaves some cod and the smell is terrible.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We've got a problem.
Are you all right?
It's not what you think it is.
There's Christy at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk. There's Pat Godwin at the Oxford Gold Group Performance Arena.
Hello.
There's Ace Cosby. Hey, buddy.
I almost fainted coming in here.
Hey, Willie.
I've never seen Josh look so proud of himself.
Have you gotten the aroma yet, Willie?
I'm the farthest possible person. I've got nothing.
What did you do?
Is everything okay?
Did you eat some bad salmon or something?
No, I just reheated some leftover cod for my breakfast.
Ew.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding.
I almost cussed. I almost said the big one.
What is wrong with you?
That's Workplace 101, Josh.
Right. When I turned the corner, I thought, what the hell?
I wish.
I had salmon for dinner last night, and I'm thinking.
What is wrong with you? Why would you do that?
It smells like a wet.
Oh, it's awful.
Feces-filled diaper. Left out in the sun and then rained on and then going.
You guys know how I like to have my protein entrees in the morning.
Your fish and
normally I have a smoked salmon. I'm out of it. All I had left was the leftover cod, and so I brought it in and I heated
it
up.
On the one hand, I'm glad it wasn't gas being expelled.
Yes. Oh, that would be inhuman, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I thought you'd. When he said, "Well, Josh has a problem," I go, "Oh my God, did he just?"
No, that's not me.
Go into his pants.
That's just what I eat.
Oh, that was.
Do we have to get a new microwave?
It's going to be there for a while.
I'm furious.
You know what? I'm with Ace. This is Workplace 101.
That's the thing. And then the microwave smells like cod for like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go in there. To make it smell better, I'll go in there and burn some popcorn.
There you go.
I'd rather smell that.
I would rather that.
Get in there with like a lemon or something. When that cut it, who knows?
Oh,
it'll go away. Give it an hour.
You think a lemon would help that? I don't think. How about one of those odor sponges? I've seen those at the hardware store. Do those work? Where they're supposed to soak up odor?
Does anybody want some?
No.
You still have some left?
I don't want any of your breakfast fish, Josh.
That smells like poopy diapers.
Do you still have some left?
Yeah, I've got another like filet or whatever.
Did you?
It's in my heated up dish.
This is so weird.
Would you please go eat it and get rid of it so the smell would go away?
What?
Is there any left?
Christy didn't mean it that way.
No, I didn't mean it that way. You're being mean.
Mark took a fan where?
To the kitchen.
Good Lord, it is really, really.
I knew it would be rude. And
you went ahead and did it anyway.
I was giggling the whole time it was cooking.
Why didn't you do the microwave in the back?
I
didn't even consider it.
Oh,
I forgot that there was one back there. That's totally what I should have done.
I mean, Christy walked in here. I thought that you had ruined the bathroom.
I thought for sure you had passed a little gas there in the hallway, and you were crop dusting everybody. You were just sitting back with a grin on your face.
If a great white made that smell, I'd say go to the doctor.
You think this was
not that. I don't even smell it anymore.
Well, that's your nose giving up is what that is.
Yeah.
You think this is what the ocean smells like all the time?
Probably.
All the fish.
When it's, like stagnant.
Yeah.
Maybe
Oh, my God.
Well, I do apologize. It's going to be...
Well,
you don't apologize. You said you were giggling the whole time.
I was.
In the words of my therapist, you don't even know what you're saying you're sorry for.
Your therapist says that to you?
Well, Hey, sports. Here we go. Tim Tebow's comeback and NFL career are over. The Jaguars waived him Tuesday.
Bye.
Parting with the 2007 Heisman Trophy winner who switched from quarterback to tight end in hopes
of... Oh, it finally hit me over here.
I just got a whiff of it, too. I think Mark's fan... Look at Hayes. He's struggling.
Have you smelled it yet, Pat?
No, I'm not leaving this room either.
Pat's got a door.
We really did just get hit with a wave of it.
Yeah. Oh, it's you never, don't okay. ever
right.
do that again.
All right, let's do this. Let's do this. Yes, let's not ever do that again.
Okay, it is worse than I thought it would be.
When you heat up the salmon, it doesn't have this odor.
It's tough
this...
for me because I'm enjoying eating it. You know what I mean? Like, it's a good breakfast.
You sure it's not spoiled?
Oh, I'm positive. I roasted it or grilled it in the oven yesterday, years ago.
Thank you, Mark. Mark is spraying Febreze in here.
Oh, that's going to ruin my meal.
Mark, spray it on his cod, please.
Spray it in his face.
That would be some Febreze-scented cod.
No, when I'm trying to enjoy the cod, all I'm going to smell is that fake Febreze stuff.
Aren't you something?
All about Josh.
What happened to eggs in the morning, Joshua? Maybe a banana in the morning? Cereal?
Or a protein? We have protein drinks.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that wrecked you the other day, didn't it, you big baby?
Oh, for Pete's sake. I thought I'd try something new. You know what? I tried it. None of you are happy with this, apparently. No. Is it safe to say you didn't like what I did?
Do you think this happened? You know me and the atom bomb. You know the atom bomb and all the explosions and the Manhattan Project. You think when Fermi split the atom, there was an odor? And like, come on! Oh, Enrico, come on!
All right. I will make a deal. No more cod.
Thank you.
Cod on show day. Show
Can you imagine? Oh, if Tom
he would punch like you that. In the face.
Would I still be sitting here right now? Or would he suspend me for
he
a day?
He possibly would have sent you home.
Josh, with your cod.
I had an ex. My ex's dad was so offended by the smell of salmon that if you ate dinner with him, he would not even let you order salmon.
Wow. Whoa.
Yes.
Well, sounds like a wonderful guy.
No, genuinely was a lovely guy. Was a totally great guy. Helped me out a lot in my life, but just had this weird aversion to salmon. He couldn't be around it.
Man,
isn't it wild? This has such a pungent smell.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Don't hide behind. Wow, isn't this unique and interesting? No, don't hide. It stinks.
It smells like
horrible.
Like the hallway to a bathroom when you're working the road and you're at a gas station. And you're like, who was using that microwave? Ugh.
I'm serious. Are you sure that fish is okay?
I'm positive.
Did you eat it last night?
No, I cooked it yesterday. It was fresh. I cooked it for later.
This just in, various people checking around, checking in from around the building. Eddie, our fabulous engineer and employee of the week, day and month.
Yes, Eddie helped me so much yesterday. Thank you, Eddie.
Eddie said it smells like opening an Asian grocery where they sell lots of seafood.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Eddie.
And Eddie would know.
He's a man of Philippine origin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A Filipinese?
Well, you just keep stepping into
it. What am I saying that's wrong? Boy, it is getting corpse-like.
I love you, Josh.
Yeah, for those of you who wonder what the... here you go.
Guys, I had no idea it would permeate the building.
It's still here.
I thought it would ruin the green room.
If for those of you who have always wanted to smell the corpse flower, now's your chance.
We know.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
So you didn't try any last night then, huh?
Where was I?
I know it's good.
How do you know?
All right.
How do you know it's good?
It's fine.
I love fish and seafood, but I don't cook it the night before for...
Yes.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, I have a meal prep day.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it's
why I do that? Yeah.
Am I the only person that's weirded out by fish for breakfast?
No, it doesn't bother me. What, people have lox?
That's normally what I have, right?
Yeah, usually
no. This is weird, I think.
It's a little...
But I look... It energizes me.
Good for you, buddy. Lean protein. Good for you.
You mean they want to keep their fish safe? That they put it.
I put spices on it.
They put it behind locks.
Okay. We may have to play a best of. Okay,
I'll take a little tentative step.
It smells worse than the microwave.
Oh.
Where was I? Oh, I was telling you this. I don't know how we're going to continue.
I don't either.
Here's what's going to have to happen. You're all going to have to grow up.
Oh, really?
We're going to have to grow up bringing special breakfast to work, guy. We have to grow up.
I'm going to bring some pig feet in tomorrow.
I'm going to bring some
pig in here tomorrow.
Tim Tebow is out of the NFL. It's official. Jaguars waived him on Tuesday. He's a 2007 Heisman Trophy winner and a national championship winner with Urban Meyer, who's coached the Jaguars. You see how that's tidy. Tebow's blocking range from awkward to awful in their preseason opener against Cleveland. That was his 34th birthday, by the way.
My breath is better.
And by the way, there's bad news for anyone who purchased one of Tebow's jerseys, which immediately became the hottest selling jersey when it went on sale. According to Pro Football Talk, Tebow jerseys are not covered by the league's jersey assurance.
What does that mean?
I don't know. The program through a place called Fanatics applies to trades only. If there's no protection, if the player is cut or retires. Apparently, if your favorite player in a jersey you have of him is traded to another team, you get an equal jersey. I can't concentrate because of the smell.
I just watched Chick wipe a tear from his eye.
I'm calling the police. Someone needs to call the authorities.
We have to fumigate or something.
Pat, would you like to do a song while we decide what the hell to do?
Sure.
Oh my God.
I'm starting to smell it in here now.
You starting to smell it?
Well, my door's closed.
This is all kind of hooked in together, yeah. We're all.
What do you got for us, Pat?
The same system.
Jesus.
This is Jimmy's second year of being homeschooled.
How's that going?
It's going okay. Going okay. Well, let me sing about it. Yeah.
All right.
Woo! I'm in my pajamas, rolled out of bed. It's time for Jim's homeschooling. I'll be his teacher for all this year. I'm not equipped and I ain't fooling. So I'm here online. I don't know what I'm doing. What's 3 times 9? Is 10 plus 4 still 13? Goodbye to fourth grade. Cause of Corona. Seeing me and Jimmy home doing schooling. And we both have ADD. Hey, look, it's nice that let's go for a bike ride.
Boy, ain't it the truth.
Very nice.
So it's going well then, Pat.
Yeah, second year, but it's a little rough. You know?
Oh, man.
So mommy's supposed to be moving down here, and he's supposed to be in an actual school, but it's a little delayed.
All right. Well, you know what you got there, Pat. You got your expectations, and they'll kill you. We got an email from Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, I'm driving to work in Toledo. I smell fish. What the hell, Josh? Right there, people. It's official.
I didn't know it would be this bad.
It's cod. What'd you think was going to happen?
I thought it might smell up the green room a little.
You were smiling. You said you were smiling
at the fact that somebody would be in the green room, not
all
you know, 100 yards away.
I've said it before. You are a menace, Josh. You are a menace, my friend.
Desperately trying to change the subject. After 13 months of trying to come up with a new name, and I say they've got a nice name, Washington Football Team. I enjoy it. I think if they were Scranton Football Team, you couldn't just call them Scranton, but Washington's kind of...
Yeah, it sounds nice.
Well, they're on the verge of finally making that happen. Washington officially narrowed its list of potential new names down to just 3 options.
Really?
Fun part is... Shut up, Chrissy. But the fun part is... They haven't released those 3 options yet.
What?
Oh, all right.
On Monday, during an episode of what they're calling a YouTube series, Making the Brand, the 3-minute episode opens with team president Jason Wright, good man, showing the names to Washington coach Ron Rivera. I love that guy. Wright lists the 3 finalists for the team's new name, although it's beeped out. Wright says, so the 3 that we'll go through are beep, beep, and beep. Rivera then responded by saying he really liked one of the names, but once again, we don't know the actual names. And according to reports, here are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. These are the possibilities. Evidently, it's going to be one of these.
Wait, wait, wait.
Yes.
People going to vote, or is it, are they going to just decide within themselves?
They've already had people send in, and they're going to decide among themselves.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's
Armada. Here's the names.
Oh my God! I am.
I'm calling. I'm calling HR at the very least. HR. Maybe I'll call the FBI, Josh.
What's going on in there?
You should be arrested.
Do you realize if we kept a cumulative total of you being here for 35 minutes?
Oh, thank goodness you're funny. Thank goodness we're all laughing.
You've stunk up the entire building, and now you have snot on your arm here in the studio.
You're going to have to go throw that shirt away, jettison that shirt.
I do have to go wash my sleeves.
Well, of course you do. Yeah, we're gonna mess.
Go.
Look at it.
Here, I'll go.
It's filthy.
No, go wash.
Armada.
Anyway.
No, we can.
Right. I'll save those for when he gets back.
Yeah.
Well, that was something.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Well, I hope your dad's sleeping and not listening to the radio.
Hey, here's something. Acting United States Attorney General
Jennifer Coolidge?
Acting United States Attorney. Williams has announced Tuesday that the former United States Golf Association employee who has been charged in relation to a scheme to embezzle funds from the unauthorized sale of U.S. Open Championship tickets, according to a statement released by Williams, Robert Fryer, that's the guy, now faces conspiracy, wire fraud, and mail fraud charges. Did anybody else hear him blowing his nose in the hallway? Okay. Fryer allegedly used his position from 13 to 19 to obtain 23,000 tickets he sold to third-party ticket brokers for nearly $1 million.
Whoa.
Fryer faces a maximum of 300 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, a $3.75 million fine, and $1,500 in special assessment. How you doing there, Smokey?
What I miss?
You all right?
Hey, nothing. It's way better out there. They're Febrezing. They've opened up the doors. The fans are going.
Oh, good.
It only smells in here now because we closed the door.
What will be known as the COD incident of 2021.
I apologize. I didn't know it would be that bad.
You know what, Josh? This was golden. Everything that's happened in the last 20 minutes, I loved all of
it. Oh, I'm a mess.
So I don't know what we would have done had you not stunk up the building.
Are you going to go eat the other filet?
Yes.
Will you do it outside?
Outside, yeah.
I'll eat it outside. It's probably already outside waiting for me.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? Can you pay me more?
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.